This is Tweetminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking with John Prescott. John, obviously you've got a helicopter view of what's happening to the Labour Party. What do you think Ed's election as leader is going to do for the party moving forwards from here through the era of coalition?
Well, I think the party have been very lucky. I have two guys who actually split the vote, but people find it difficult to say which one, and therefore that means we've got two stars that could have taken us through. Now we've got Ed, the decision's been made. He's a young guy, he knows how to talk to young people, and that's important. I've found we've lost an awful lot of young people, so it's going to make a difference. Listening to David today talking what I think are the traditional values in the modern setting, I think that's the challenge for the Labour Party, keeping to our values but getting it over to an awful lot more people. And you've got to use the social network. We forgot how to talk to young people, and I've been learning a lot. I had the meeting yesterday at Tweeter meeting, which I mean, there was about 50, 60 people, more than there must be 100 people. Great meeting, new network, we've got to learn to use it. But don't take them for granted. Don't put your speech on it, I say to other politicians, and assume they're just going to read it. Talk to them, converse with them, and listen.
Now, you've been a keen doctor of social media, and you've also had a lot of experience of government. Do you think the coalition is still in a honeymoon phase now, and
well,
are things going to get tougher?
Are. They certainly are. I mean, really, we're only in a few months, but there's been an awful lot of talk about the cuts. You wonder whether the coalition are just putting that up to soften you up, and then there might be less cuts. But they're going to be painful, and clearly they committed themselves to that. I think that's going to make a difference in politics, because it's going to affect young people. I was speaking to a lot of young people at the Youth Zone last night. They feel a lot of these cuts in the areas that affect them, both in jobs and education. Then the whole mood will begin to change. It's the honeymoon period at the moment. In the autumn, when they make the statements, it'll come home to people the reality of what they're committed to.
Now, the right-wing press and right-wing bloggers have made a lot of Ed's appointment, and indeed of your own defeat in the Treasurer campaign, saying that the unions still play a very large role here within Labour, unfairly.
We are a party in which the union play an awful part. I come from the union movement. I learnt as a trade unionist was involved in strikes. You needed a legislative arm, a political wing, to make the changes in legislation, health and service, jobs and all those sorts of things. So they will play an important part, and their members contribute to the Labour Party. But what we have at the moment is a system of voting which we did change, which I was involved in. One member, one vote, back in the time of John Smith, for the election of leader it happened this time. But there's a suggestion almost that, certainly in my case in the Treasury, it was a block vote. So I knew that 47% of the votes were lined up against us without any commitment, really, to members having a say. The general secretaries and the political groups have made that decision. So I think they are an important part of the Labour Party. They're part of our history. They are our activists. So I play no part in downgrading them in the role of election of our leader and the people who play a part in the party.
John Prescott, thank you very much.